Nothing personal.
I would just say technology is great, it's wonderful, and exciting. I love it when it works, yeah. Even.
My loader is gonna stop talking.
Your law enforcement jokes aren't problematic right now, since you're fairly new.
People aren't being in a tendency or especially here, begging to get out.
Oh, wow.
He's a good boyfriend.
So worth it.
You know, it's, some guys are way ahead of you, okay? So, local self-believers. Long past,
Yeah, exactly.
The IRS and everything, so let's stop.
Where were you this morning?
I was in DC.
Oh.
The IRS?
No.
Maybe you had to make a personal one.
On the apple blossom.
Sounds like it's good.
Cherry blossom.
Cherry blossom, beautiful.
Beautiful, yeah.
It was,
Just sounds funny.
Anytime our elected officials are out of office, the city is wonderful.
They're all home.
Get around.
I always go to watch the park for about a second, and they are not here. Maybe we get some cold. Now, you're not done for calm. Yeah, but I'm coming to not many.
I mean, if it records, it records.
So we're going to just do the best we can with it. Remind everyone to state your name before you speak, so we know who you're on the board. So, we're going to pick it up.
There you go. Water's at the end of the table, coffee's across the hall, and then down the hall to your left, you'll see two apples. And then it's like all over. Never even fast down there. And it goes out enough for that three more time in the hall. There's five apples in the kitchen. So I guess first order of business is why don't we just go around real quick and introduce ourselves?
Mary Rich, 940.
Very great. Bill Bockworth.
Carol Slocum.
Michael Haylow.
And Brandon.
Great.
And there's also Indira Sharma.
Oh.
Indira has been reassigned to the community development area, so she's going to be working directly with the city department. And Aubrey Hale is going to work with, she's been with the city, doing special projects, working directly with Martin Mondale and doing a lot of things for city council and, infrastructure things, working on the citizen circle, he's an architect, but he's working in our group. So he will be joining us if he's able to be used in the future, and unless Indira is called upon for some special reason, this will be her last meeting with us. So I wanted to thank her in front of all of you for everything that she's done for us. And, we could not have been successful in getting things out when we did, if she hadn't worked so hard. Introduction of new members. Last night at city council meeting, we had 5 members appointed, and Michael has been reappointed. Keith Graham is joining us now for the first official meeting. He's been with us before. Scott Hathmeyer, Phil Maharick, and Kevin Sheely were all approved as well. Unfortunately, they had other obligations in wanting to be here today. And Carol Slocum is joining us from the CEP as Kevin's representative. So, also wanted to welcome him and thank him for joining us at short notice.
Okay, thank you. Appointment of office.
We voted for officers last time, and Betty Dean is the chair, and Brenda as vice chair. Those positions will stay in the building next election.
Well then, without further ado, we'll jump into strategic plan. I know this lunch is coming in the door now, so maybe you just want to start with the area that's in there, however you want to start. I thought we'd be great for lunch, and we could eat and eat and talk at the same time. Does that work?
Yeah, and I just talked with Molly, had that Monday, I guess, probably. Yeah, I've had, well, you know, my youngest son is in the hospital right now, he's in the real estate or somewhere. And so I'm a little bit, you know, frazzled, but I'm okay, he's a paraplegic, but he does one up on it. Anyway, but the thing I want to make sure of is what you all would like me to do, just give you some background. We are, I'm president of Radio Performance Group. We do facilitation, we do a lot of strategic planning, we do business planning, we do a lot of things to help businesses face it right now. We don't have anything to do with radio, so if you get that, a lot of phone calls about it, so we make sure we answer everyone. And we help somebody get a number of clicks, get tickets last week. If we're going to make it back, we better be ready for it. What I wanted to make sure I'm on the right page with you all, I know you have some community objectives, and I know you have some specific measurable goals, and I look through those. What I can help you with is to really go get to do some action plan, figure out what really can be done, what's outside of your ability to get done, that kind of thing. So. I almost asked Melanie to point me in a direction, show me which thing you'd like me to look at first, and then I could help walk us all through that if that's okay with you.
Let's back up and get up the other hand. Hopefully, everybody has a copy of it. Are there any additions or corrections?
I have a motion to accept the minutes.
Okay. Sounds great. All those in favor?
Aye.
Now.
Well, thank you. Melanie, I mean, do you have something you want to just read through the things? Or
if you... I think if you would read through the community objectives and our specific measurable goals, just to reinforce that a little bit.
Okay.
And then we can talk about the strategies that we're going to undertake to get where we want to be. Knowing that we have no resources other than time. We don't have funds and then nothing is going to be said. There are some things in there that we need to do, so we need to figure out how we can do some of these things better and get the word out. We also for the small business development, that the bigger couple of areas that is really need to show us.
Well, let me read these objectives if I may. This is out of page one. Streamlining the permitting and land development review process while ensuring that the community interests and safety are protected. Adopt ordinances that will promote long-term sustainable development. Take specific actions to strengthen a diversified economy and work actively to retain existing businesses and jobs. Promote and support locally owned and controlled small businesses, including home occupations appropriate to the character of the neighborhood. Partner with private, not-for-profits, and other governmental sectors to support existing businesses, attract future development, and conduct joint marketing. Invest in the necessary public infrastructure to include transportation and utility infrastructure to strengthen commercial and industrial sectors. Aggressively pursue the development of site-ready, large-scale development centers in support of industrial, technological, and distribution sites. Focus technical assistance, marketing, and recruitment for economic development towards target industries. Engage workforce connections with training and planning process, and increase awareness programs available to small businesses, including the Small Business Development Center, the GOCDC, and the SCORE. And you have some specific measurable goals here, which are to reduce the poverty rate, increase the number of businesses, assess the number of minority-owned businesses, and develop a plan to increase the number of minority-owned businesses, increase the tax base, and reduce unemployment rates.
That doesn't sound like a lot. Yeah, for clarification on this point, a lot of these are going to be taken directly by the council in their CIP, coming up with their capital investment program, improvement program. We're working with the CEP to strengthen the diversification of our business. We're also doing what we can to support locally owned businesses. But with the mix of people we have here, there are some opportunities that we are definitely missing in partnering, getting people involved and understanding what can be done as far as the insight that we can get. The big thing I think we need to do right now is to continue to do things that we look at and say that there are roadblocks.
Thank you.
Tori? Can you make some copies, please, or something?
I'm written all over the line. You'll never think of saying the name.
I have.
Well, then let me just ask you all, if we're looking, if you're primarily thinking about what can we do to market small business development? And you understand, so get people to understand the enterprise zone?
Right, we need to market the project.
Without them.
Yeah.
I mean, that's an obstacle.
I work for Peter Dan in Miami. I was in the press for one group down there, and they are in enterprise zone. But they have money. So I was curious as to why they have money. Yeah, and we don't.
Well, one of the things that the larger community has done is there's a mechanism in statute that allows you to set up a community trust. Businesses and individuals can provide a tax for contribution to the organization. You have to have a plan for how you're going to spend that money. And there has to be something in all of the fiduciary responsibilities to manage that. When we establish the enterprise zone, it is my understanding that council really do not want to have another transportation alone with employment. So it's one thing to get the employment here, but if employers know that you have a transportation problem, but you haven't developed a mechanism to really address it, that makes it a little bit more difficult. Even if I
can't
other places go in there, dealership.
I hope so, because that's what I'd like to hear, because I know people.
concerned with the city, because I know you guys in the county are involved, and you can tell, the sure people that, you know, that they can get, that a possibility that they can have, you know, that they can have, that they can have, that they can have, that.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for them to get tested. I mean, let me just, if you don't mind, I'm gonna write a couple things up here, just so we know what we're talking about, so I'll make sure that I, oops, that's my hat. We had, if you don't, I'm gonna put down the specific measure of goals, I'll show you why I'm gonna write that down, because one of the things that you, reduce poverty rate. Increase the number of businesses. If you don't mind while I'm writing this, what is an enterprise zone, so you guys can pretend that I'm really telling you what I am.
The enterprise zone is a specified geographic boundary that provides incentives to businesses that are creating jobs within that boundary.
And where are our cities?
It's in the regular boundary, and on the west side of Ocala.
Is it near the airport?
It's near the part of the airport, yes.
I just was wondering where it was. Is that new thing they're building out on 27th Park?
It will be in the enterprise zone, yes.
I'll write so I said, you know what we're talking about, sir. I'm gonna write down the goal, what is the assessed number of minority in a business that develops plan to increase the number of businesses. I won't write this all the way up. Increase, you can't read my writing, I'll fix it up here, but increase the tax base. That's fine, right? And look, well, that's. But reduce unemployment. The reason I'm writing these up here is that I was thinking if we're looking at doing some goal setting, if we can affect these while we're doing it, that's probably a good thing. I'm assuming this is something they want you all to affect. Whoa, that was good. Yeah. Well, alright, good. I'm gonna use this on your side.
Yeah, that's fine.
I figured that wouldn't want to hurt anything. Yeah, high class, yes. Well, let me just, you were saying we need to get people to understand the enterprise zone and what we're looking at addressing is marketing. So, we can, let me argue with you all. If we're talking about getting people to understand something, what do we really want to have happen at the end of it all? What do we want to, we're trying to market it, or we're trying to get people to understand the enterprise zone, what do we really want them to do? What's the actual one? Use it. Okay, so I'm gonna write the goal. What's that?
They open up businesses.
Okay.
First.
Okay, so use it, you see. Open up businesses. I know this sounds a little, I mean, maybe it sounds a little basic, but let's go through it systematically. All right, so we want to use it. We want to open up businesses.
People
that
live
okay. Yeah, will they actually live in the zone or just near it? I don't know how these work. So that's a possibility. They could actually live within that zone? Okay.
Well, yeah, they're all goals for the businesses to create jobs.
And, okay.
Hopefully, to retain those that are close to it or not.
Sure.
And
Okay, second. And then retain folks that are nearby, retain workers that are nearby, which is a sale, right? Okay. Well, the truth is. Let me just ask you all, what are the obstacles to this tax? Can you get a list of that? You know, there's no way to get this. What are obstacles to this tax? Okay, so, there's this one, okay. What else? And I have this.
You have to find the next one, once we.
Okay.
Okay,
so, the obstacles to getting this to happen is fighting this.
The workforce within the other residents, so they're still.
Okay, yes, think of that for you a little.
Well, I mean, we want to hire the people that are certified, so they may not have a skill they need, and they go outside of it, bring your talent and they need.
Okay, so, that's gonna be another way of doing it. So, try to build a skill level over there, is that really what we're?
Yes.
Okay.
You know, it would be nice if you have a centralized workforce office, and one of the schools has a huge incentive. The high school is humiliating, absolutely.
And they're gonna change the way you treat the staff, so they get students.
Yes, and they didn't go share the credit with the staff. Except for them. It would be difficult, the requirements on the job. But the big place right now, it's started in things that this year, the requirements.
Well, let me ask you all, while I'm thinking of it, is, now, I understand the DE department, will that actually help build the skills that people need?
Definitely, that would help, yeah. But because of the board, it's a lot of board, we want to look at, so we have that, so.
Okay, so that is important. Let's just ask you all, finding the businesses, building the skill level, and that's supposed to be within the enterprise. Those are the obstacles to that. Are there other obstacles that you all think of that are?
The one we just mentioned, just the transportation.
Okay, that is an obstacle, yeah. I put this, you guys can see it. I don't think this will take the paint off the wall.
We have a lot of this.
I did that once and made myself really unpopular. I thought about it.
Now, writing on the wall could be a challenge.
Now, this is a water break, so it's still gonna work, yeah. All right. You scared the business out of me there. All right, so I have that one there. So, if we're looking at opening up, so the goal is to use the enterprise now, open up businesses. Let's look at these individual ones. No fun is a fixer. Finding the business, that's an obstacle. One is building skill levels. And one is transporting people. Which one would you like to look at? Which one do you think would be the biggest problem? Which one is the chicken and which one is the egg, right?
Well, there's not a lot of options if you don't have fun, do you?
Okay.
volunteer basis, so.
Well, you're right, I mean, okay, well, that's one thing, because I want to answer, one action item might be get volunteers.
So where do you find volunteers?
Well, let's just get a list here first, and then we might approach it with, what are other ways we can operate without funds? I mean, that, let's make sure we capture that, but what other ways, can we get funds from anywhere else? Okay, so, in kind, from what, other businesses or other businesses, go ahead.
So how about interns from the college?
Continue utilization of the Citrus Moving Area Workforce Program.
Okay.
The training.
Interns and you, and what does that serve, so I know what we're talking about?
Continual utilization of Citrus Moving Area Workforce Development.
Okay. That's
For training.
Yeah. Is it possible to get local businesses to, so they can donate some money to this?
Prefer number one.
I realize this is really messy, I'm sorry. Let me just ask you all, what are the skills that, I mean, are there, can we come up with any basic skills that people need in the enterprise?
And soft skills, probably the highest.
Tell me what that means.
Soft skills is just the capability to show up to work on time, to be a reliable employee.
Character development?
Yeah, those are all big, important, okay, first and foremost, that, those issues, and last, basic skills.
Okay.
Okay.
The customer service skills. I don't want to live this with your place, sir. Oh, you said like basic computer skills, thank you. Things like, what do you all think your face, okay, about that, that turn on, or what?
Yeah, put your name there.
Okay.
Some of those are free online. You can type a service like computer skills, and this is just free online. Get access to your internet. Here at our offices, that we actually, depending on some locations, we actually donate computers to be used for those things.
And it's mobile, right?
And if we had a satellite office out there, we might have one for, you know.
The satellite is funding, and, you know, I mean, like, we're back to the same thing, where do we get funds to do, we don't have the time.
They have a whole box of computers these kids use instead of in our classroom.
Right.
And we provide the free internet access to them, and they just have these tracker and all
of them. All
they have to do is put a wire in the car.
Oh, here?
Yeah. And we do it for that, Dennis Rising.
But you know, basically, I was thinking, the west side. Mm-hmm. No, they're going to get here.
No, that's where the bus comes from. They can start to play with itself a lot.
But you know, that's a big problem. A lot of
Absolutely.
They don't have a
infrastructure.
And he referenced it, we do have a new mobile unit that has 10 computers and internet access on it, but if there's a location where we can park it, where there would be a conference for people to train, we can do that. That's always have to be issue of funding for that, or places we would have to do that.
So you say you have a mobile train?
Yeah.
I think that's your way.
I'm sorry, corporate.
Okay.
Chief Graham has shared with me program that we can see the rapid changes pretty easily.
It's called the Neighborhood Transportation Service, and I don't really know what it means, but, the reason they did it, not for, geographic, plus part of their four neighborhoods, low-income neighborhoods, adopted in a way, so they found that this Neighborhood Transportation Service that was available, the job, the school, or wherever you need to go, outside of one of the restaurants, not those persons are not, it's a non, it's not for profit organization, and it works really well, so.
So that would be one, tell me what you call it.
Neighborhood Transportation Service. It's funded through the United Way, there's a gaping hole in this writing up there, and it's really the core of all, it's really the fix of all these problems.
And what's that?
Finding business.
Mm-hmm. Well, we haven't got to that yet.
Well, you're cart before the horse again. Yeah. Nothing works without the economy of business. Nothing. Period. And when I volunteered to join UDBA a year or so ago, you know, my very first meeting, I said, wow, I didn't even know this existed. I've lived here 12 years. You know, I ran for public office here. I'm fairly connected, and I had no idea. We're missing, at least in my opinion, the great benefit of the EZBA and the business people who look for opportunity. The business people are opportunistic by nature. So whatever advantage I can gain, I will take. This is a great advantage that a well-run small city that's centrally located in a fourth largest state in America has. And I scratch my head going, we need to tell the world about this, whether it's through whatever means, because there are plenty of people that start businesses every day and start them in much more difficult areas, you know, the Valley of California and places like that. This is just, we're a great opportunity waiting to happen. And the west side of Ocala is as engaging as the east side or south side, you know, it's the city. And it just pains me that we don't, that finding businesses even comes up. You know, we should be overrun with them.
Let me just say to you that we are going to get to that one. Mm-hmm. What I'd like to do, though, is, I mean, these are legitimate things, and if I have a business in town, and it's been my business 10 years, but trying to find people to work for me, which I don't do much, we've got three of us that do it, and that's pretty much what we need. But I remember that, these things are things I'm concerned about. Do I have people in the area? If I'm moving in here, who can work? Do I get there? Right? These are things that are legitimate to look at. But this is an important one. We're not going to skip it. So I don't want you to think that we are. And you're right. I mean, I don't know, you guys said originally that we don't have a way to really market to them, I guess. We don't have money, but we can. That's an important action item that we need to look at. How do we draw that? How do we take the things you talk about? Because this is a nice area to work in. And it's a good area to have a business in. And obviously, we're centrally located, and that used to be a big draw, because you all know how many businesses thought about coming here or went to Wildwood or whatever because the railroads came through, the roads all come here. And I worked emergency room for about how many years, and I'm still amazed at how many car wrecks we have because so many different roads come in here.
Well, yeah.
point of that all was that within the community, we don't even know about UBDA.
Oh, we need that, that's a big obstacle.
We don't have to worry about marketing on, you know, buying airtime on CNN.
Yeah.
Within the community.
Right. So, no, and I agree. So we do need to address that. And, so so we can wrap up what we were saying here on the transporting people. We had the neighborhood transportation idea. The other one was to see if we can get SunTrans to move between the two areas. That's what it sounded like we're saying, right? So that's possible. Use SunTrans. Okay, I know we're going to do that. So these are possible solutions we're looking at just to start with. This is still, I mean, when we go through this, it's a little bit sloppy just from the end, but we'll get through it. So let me ask you all, what about finding businesses? What are the possible solutions to either find local or outside the area business? How can we do that?
So within the UBDA and the human capital that we have, what's our core skill set? What are we marketing within, you know, finding businesses as opposed to a shotgun? I don't like using gun analogies, but they work. You know, a shotgun versus a rifle. Well, the west side of Ocala has amazing human capital. What is the marketable value of that human capital? Is it small assembly? Is it things that machines can't do because you need physical hands? What is it?
Well, I mean, I hear you say that, but how do we know? Do we know?
That was a rhetorical statement.
Okay. So really, one of the questions we need to ask when we're finding businesses is what human capital do we have available?
That seems to be a reasonable question.
I think it is.
If it's manpower, physical muscle manpower, because it's warehousing, we have all that capital there. You know, what is it that we have to offer?
So we probably ought to find that out.
That's why we need to teach them something. If there is a company out there, they need to learn how to use their stuff. You know, all machines aren't self-propelled or whatever.
Indeed.
You got to have somebody to push the button or something.
But there's a spectrum of skills from warehousemen to warehouse people to intricate making, you know, watches in Geneva, Switzerland. There's a large spectrum, and somewhere in there we have a leg up on somebody else. So we have some, I don't know that we know what that is. I don't.
And I don't like to hear you. And what do you think?
We do have power plants that we make data for creating an animal. Okay.
To get back to Michael, to answer your question, we have there is an identifiable amount of skills. For instance, when Taylor Bean and Whitaker closed, there were people, and there were roughly about 1,000 who had office skills, computer IT skills. So we know those skills exist. We also know that there are, and I would mention to Arnie that those positions, those people now, many of them are either still unemployed or underemployed. Because I know some of the positions that some of them have obtained at the present. So those types of skills, that's one type of skills that we know we have. There are also skills that we've had in the past where people have, where there have been other industries that have been shut down, and people have either been forced to take early retirement or, you know, just take something or be unemployed. For instance, and certainly people that were doing things like driving trucks or manufacturing, say, for especially with your waste and stuff like that. So we know that there's a void in terms of managing the type of steel. So those things, now the number is questionable, but to answer your question, there are steels out there now. Whether anybody has done an assessment in terms of the number, or in terms of the obstacles that these people are facing, that's a different situation. But it's not like you don't have some employable skills available. And I think your point is well taken. What we probably need to do in terms is basically identify some of those skills too.
It just helps, at least I would think, help us focus on the attraction piece. You know, we want to attract outsiders, we want to stimulate inside folks to grow, all those things in the mix, but when we go to the outside world, that's a big, we spend a lot of time and effort and never hit a target because we don't know what our target is.
It's even in the existing business, right. We locate still area, it's going to be in the business that opens up in that area, and normally, if you have a strong soft set, still level, we're going to adapt to whatever business we're in.
I agree.
Because they're going to obtain the skill necessary. So it's really not important that, I mean, I think it's the general population has a basic skill set, and that they're adaptable to whatever.
Yeah, and I guess, and I know what you're saying, is it worth looking at to find out if there is, but there are skill sets that are available. I know you're thinking.
Yeah, the business is there, it's still so
common. Well, they have to do it, but is it a draw for businesses to know that there are certain skill sets in there? That's really what I'm asking. But, and I know what you're saying when you all think.
We have the ability, I mean, it's sometimes rough to pin it down, but we have the ability to pull reports and find out the type of individuals that are, you know, the type of jobs that are in the area with the current skill set. We take that skill set and we zone it down to a different area, like where the BG area that is very difficult. So we can pull reports to show what level of skills we have in either customer service.
Yeah, that's people who've been in contact with you, though, correct?
Pardon?
That's folks who've been in contact with you. That's how you pull the data.
That as well as other resources and information about whether markets change or that. So whether there are customers of general population, you know, that are working in the area. So we can determine to some level of accuracy a certain skill set that we need to know, you know, manufacturers or truck drivers, like you said, in the area, and whether they have a high score of GED at some level.
That's readily available anyway through CLM if you work for it. I mean, you're exactly right. So that's really not that big of an obstacle because it's just a matter of collecting it. This data, I mean, you know, obviously you wouldn't even know that you have a real high unemployment if you wasn't paying. So somebody's keeping paying someone.
You guys get your loan dream. And a lot of people who were trained, so a lot of them can work.
We did a lot.
And we got those folks with those skills.
We trained a lot of people with real green technology, that's correct.
And I'm going to, Brad, you want to stop?
Lunch is ready.
Let me just kind of, the reason I bring it up partly is I did some work when I was with the Governor Sterling thing, and we were up in Pensacola is where it was. And it was interesting because the city had really focused on a set of skills that they were working to teach people. They had drawn in some fairly high-powered businesses into the area because of it. So that's, but it may not be, I guess part of it is really finding out what is there And I think from what you were saying, the gentleman here, that's a very good.
Oh, but all.
I know, you know, we probably need to think about what, you know, what are the things businesses would want to see? And at some point, we probably want to register and kind of rate these, you know. They have customer service skills, that's good, they have basic computer skills, keyboarding, characters on it. I mean, that's, it's a big issue, that's where few people show up, or they depend on it, so they call in with them, first place, how do you build that? I'm a Boy Scout leader, so I think about this a lot, but, yeah, anyway, so let's take a break and get some lunch, and then we'll come back and look at this.
And that single wings come on with Mike, how do you mind?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, part of what you have.
I got that in day one.
But if you got funds, what do you do?
And if you don't have funds, how do you do it?
You're actually.
With existing resources.
Get a, get a little bit. So he's got his worldwide headquarters, his. Yeah. So you carrying on that building? I mean, there's a reason his operation is here. How many other trucking companies are there? How many other, you know, I just struggle with the fact that we have, every community has a unique set because of location, weather, water, you know, whatever. I mean, there's, you can't fix, but those are God given. You gotta take that and multiply, you gotta take that. Not gonna be another job. I can't tell you how many times in my travels lately, I was just talking to a group that was, oh, we're gonna be the next Silicon Valley. Like, and we were up in New York. I spent 22 years in the Valley. You're not gonna be the next Valley. The Valley is a unique place in time. Yeah. So take what you have and work with it, as opposed to trying to move heaven and earth because you want to be the next Valley. Okay, you might do well in your part of New York with what you're doing, but you know what? You have a unique place too. They have finance that nobody else has.
Yeah.
So we have, at least in my mind, we have location. That's why we live here. Not because we can live anywhere. We live here because of location. And there are, you know, it's a community. It's a, you can know your neighbors here. You can, you know, you can call for law enforcement. They show up in moments. And you know, like, yeah, this is, you know, what?
I'm glad they show up the next day.
I'm going to help. You know, it's never, when that mysterious vehicle was outside of our street, they were there in seconds. That was the only, what's going on? If you had more budget, you could buy it.
If you had more money, you'd get this.
Yeah, that could be
a budget.
Remember that, you got a budget break coming up.
Oh, that's ruined. I know. It's just the way I try to take it as a practical approach to everything. You're still, it's funny, everywhere I travel, and I travel a lot, probably 200 plus days a year, and they ask me where I live, I say Ocala. And virtually every, I think I said this earlier, virtually everybody said, oh, I know where that's at. Or they'll say horse, or they'll say something. Or that's a pretty area.
Mm-hmm.
We already have name recognition. If I said, you know, I don't know, Lady or something, you know, or some other obscure area.
People used to tell me all the time,
that's a marketing advantage.
You're near Silver Springs, aren't you?
Yeah.
If I'm from Florida, are you
close to Silver Springs?
Yeah. A lot of older people, I guess, remember.
That is so sad that you see, and I'm not there, I'm not very optimistic in terms of the direction maybe, but I'm glad you mentioned that because I was in Los Angeles this one time, and that was a question somebody asked me. As a matter of fact, it was Gerald LaVert. He wanted to come down and do this one, and some of you all, you know, he was a soul singer. But it's amazing the number of people do say that. And to think of how
poorly the place was run down, you know, until you would be surprised of the people that when you say hotel, they would be able to take a service plan. I think that's going to be a golden opportunity that we are really going to miss it for, I think this community can do a whole lot. But the way, what I'm hearing with the way the state's looking at that, it's going to be a big waste, and I think that's unfortunate.
Because fortunately, we have the inner condition, you know, plenty of community that don't even know where they are, except the 12 people that live there.
Scramble town.
Right.
Is that a real place?
That is.
Yeah, I went for it.
That's a place.
Does it have an airport?
Yeah, scramble town. I don't know what to do unless the police.
Yeah.
We're called that.
Yeah, scramble town.
No worries, I'm not going there.
Yeah, scramble town.
Just watch them separate.
Now, what's wire?
It's one road. About yay long, that's half a dozen rounds and a little off.
That's a road you invest, which are no funds, finding the businesses, building skill levels within an enterprise zone with a lack of transportation. We started looking at possible solutions, which are, under no funds, we can get volunteers. We can get in kind from organizations. We can use college interns and training from the workforce development. Workforce connections, and we could look for grant money. As far as finding businesses, we said what human capital is available. The other was figuring out what that is. One of the things that you could talk about was making sure we're looking in and outside of Marion County, and also maybe with existing businesses, getting into new businesses and existing businesses. You said we have I said PowerPoint, that's not right. What is it?
Our plan.
Anyway. Right. Sorry, everybody. I'm 60 years old, getting to be a little later than you. Anyway, I prefer to call it humorous about that way. Let me just ask you all, I'm fairly familiar with the PowerPoint and the incubator. How does that, are those folks going to move into the enterprise zones, do you think? Will they do that?
Well, they could. They don't have to.
But they could.
And that's the advantage, they could, because their goal is to get it out of the incubator. They can move up and grow and expand it someplace else, right? And the incentive of the enterprise, that would be a logical way for them to continue to manage the sports world and stand.
Okay.
Duncan Harris is one of the members of the incubator right now. Oh, yes. One of the reasons we want to get on the enterprise center the board is because he's interested in locating the enterprise center. Film on there.
He's a real boring character, and I actually get a few clients. And he never speaks his mind either, so. Anyway, by the way, I'm sure he'd pick up me. So that's one of the places where we could get businesses, whoever there to do that, we'd be better off for them. We said that we have staff from closing companies, which have things like office skills, is one of the things you had said. And I don't know, let me just ask you all, is that a viable thing to advertise when we have a business or industry closed? What's the period after that where we have folks that are available?
Well, I just thought I'd go to the rank. I mean, I would say, truly, the shortest of the thing of these people are
closed.
Okay, they are.
In this business.
Now, they're all over. They're all over all various levels of jobs. Most of them get employed. They're overpaid.
Right. So,
You need to have a lot of people there. In the retail, in the, for instance, like, Kmart, places like that, so they go in one place, sell the people from there, and,
Hey, you got those retail stores? Something like that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, is it, let me just ask you all, is that a worthwhile thing to think about? Should we think about, as, if we're gonna advertise or have some way where we're putting in front of people what's here, would it be wise to put, when a business closes down, to, or a way to show them the skill sets are available?
I don't know that,
A business is closing, that's part of what I'm talking about.
And what it marked is your skill set.
Yeah, I'm sure it gets still out what their skill set for within that organization.
You know.
If you're gonna stop that, they're gonna definitely be dealing with that. And they're gonna let you know, several buildings are closing in.
Businesses, when they look to relocate, they're gonna look at a couple things, skill sets and the workforce, and once you have a quota, right?
Right.
And so, you don't have to advertise.
Okay, and where do they get that?
Well, they go west, they find a window, you know, we need to hear where, we need to get it off the west, they're gonna close it down.
But so we have to make sure that information's available, where they're gonna look at.
They're gonna look for CDP.
Okay, gotcha. Well, I mean, one of the things I was wondering about, if we could identify some of the things that need to be on there, I'm assuming, because I was on the site, that, CDP and City of Ocala both have websites. Is it possible to do a sub-site of that, that would get people to, would get people to look?
That's absolutely need work on both parts.
So we are doing it.
The CDP website is fully upgraded and also there.
But it may be, I mean, is it worth sort of looking at having an enterprise zone part, which just target businesses looking for the area?
One of the things that we're doing on the city's website, updating the information today. So, we anticipate that there will be links to things that you can do in the city and several other, service partners, so that there will be layers.
Part of what, just to keep, I don't want to go off on it, but one of the issues that you run into is how do people find your site? And there's a whole bunch of stuff today, as you all know, on the search engine optimization of what that is. I mean, it's been everything from, I mean, I've been involved with folks who did two-point type, that's the same dollars of background, but there's lots of keywords in there trying to, that to come up. And all the search engines know to dump that out now. So what they're mainly looking for is, do you have certain type of words that are there, which are not hard to find. But what other off-site stuff do you have? We actually do article marketing now, where we write articles about what we do, and we do it, it's stuff people can use. And they get published all over the web, and then they point back to our site, so they get supposed to look at us. It might be wise to figure out, if we're going to do a website, what would get people to pull them into our site. And, so that, because all these things we're talking about, if you already have a site paid for, then you don't have to pay for things. You guys here, then that would be one cost we could avoid from making a site that we actually have things to be aware of. Look at this. Businesses are not important, but businesses are. So let me just ask you, if we were looking at a website, what would need to be on it? We said the skill sets, right? What were some of the things, gentlemen?
I would say skill sets can be on there, the ability to retrieve information. I mean, if I understand what you're asking, is the web link or the website that an employer would go to, find out more information about enterprise zone tax credits, or?
Well, I mean, those kind of things are probably important.
Yeah, well, I would say, would you have, because I think it would be, putting the skill set is a, it's fluid.
Yes, ma'am.
But the point is that there is available resource to gather that information.
Okay, so this, we could put this, but it needs to be this way, so let's take what actually is available.
Correct.
Okay, that makes sense.
Can I just play protagonist for a moment?
Is that good for them? Hey, go ahead.
So I'm a CEO of a small toy manufacturer in Dubuque, Iowa, and I'm tired of the winters. And I want to move. What's the first thing I'm going to do? Because I'm going to talk to my fellow CEOs, or I'm going to talk to my friend set, and I'm going to Florida. I'm assuming, you know, that, okay, that's a big state, but where in Florida?
Right.
And I'll tell you, if I have a connection somewhere with a friend who sits in Ocala because he runs a beer distributor, and he's a friend, I'm coming to Ocala. I'm never choosing my way. Never. I have people for that. What I will do on the website with my people is substantiate my existing decision. And if you're seriously looking at outside entities to bring here, it is a personal relationship.
Well, and I understand that. So we just canvass them?
No.
I didn't say that. Yeah. I think probably not.
I didn't say that. But the effort into that, as opposed to farming our own CEOs that live in Ocala and step out to their friends and give them the one-pager tool that says, you know, the next time you're talking to a friend and they haven't said, you know, I'm thinking of relocating to Florida, what tools do those individuals have immediately out of mind that are the top 3 points to consider coming to Ocala? Like I said, I live across the street from one of Ocala's probably largest operations from that CEO, and you know his 3 points are pretty relevant why he's here. But others that are considering, for me, it's always been about filling the pipeline,
sure.
Filling the bucket, and that in my professional career, if you didn't have 120% of what 100% you needed, you didn't make 100. And I struggle with the fact that we. Yes, we do need the web. You need all those pieces of marketing, but that's not primary if you're trying to bring an operation here. It is a relationship.
Right.
And if we just leverage the folks we already have here and leverage that, and give them the tools to go, gosh, we've got an enterprise zone, we've got this, we've got that, we've got, you know, all those pieces. And sometimes people just don't think of that from a marketing point of view of just using your own, what, 80-20 rule? Our customers are people that are running businesses today that either want to come into the enterprise zone with new expansion or we don't know who they know. It's my thought. This is the web and all that interface has it's got to be there supportive material, right? And they want to check, you know, what's the crime rate in Ocala? What's the living conditions? What's the this? What's the cost of living? All those pieces. But that's after somebody's made the connection to go, hey, I think, you know, Florida's a big state, you know, Ocala's kind of cool. That's just my perspective.
Well, it's a legitimate thing. Part of it, tell me if I'm off base here, too, because part of what I was thinking was we could walk out of here today with some action plan, action items that we could work on. Split these things up. You know, if that's something that maybe two of us want to figure out, if the customers are the CEOs, and I agree with you, they are. Because we're trying to get people who are starting businesses to come here.
Or existing and moving.
Well, no, whatever. Yeah, and actually, that's the one I'm thinking of more.
Yeah, that's a big issue around the whole country.
Yeah, and we know that this area draws folks because we saw Walmart want to come here at one point and put in a distribution center. And, you know, Kmart's here. And so those kind of things, those are big draw. I just have a ton of employees. But they just want to pick the place out because it's easy to get in and out. So,
they know other people. And
somebody could, I mean, that would be one of the things I would think would be a good action is to go back and say, well, if we're looking at CEOs as customers, what would we want to tell them? And do some research before the next meeting so we can come back and say, here's what we came up with. That's kind of what I was thinking we could do. And these other things, though, you know, what would need to be on a website? Actually, if their main customers are business owners or CEOs, then what would they want to see? They want to see, they still would want to see the skill sets, how easy is it to retrieve. It might be wise to have folks who don't have to do this, do a little research on it, bring it back next time. Here's how we could get that data, especially if it's fluid data, it's changing all the time. I would suspect that the set, though, would probably stay somewhat stable as far as what kind of things would be there. And I know it's there. but the enterprise zone incentive, what are those? You need to be, that's something I would think they would want to know. And I know that they're on the website, I think, but they're not always easy to find on those things. I think what you're saying is make it easy to get to and get the top three as well, you know, lines up here.
Yeah, if you just look at your funnel, your communication funnel, at this top level, if I'm speaking to a CEO, I get, they say you get, you know, X amount of time. I say you get 7 floors in the elevator. And as you come down that funnel, that thing widens out. And here, you've got to have all your data points, right? Everything's got to fit, the analysts, everybody's got to say yes. But that, you don't get to that until you have somebody going, we should look at them. Mm-hmm. It's what Palm Beach did. I've done a little research here. It's what Palm Beach and EVBA did, and they're very successful. You know, they had a bullet point for talking. And their marketing plan was to their own, to get their own community CEOs and business leaders to go, hey, you know, I just was at a party at Blessing in D.C. and we talked about that, and somebody said, yeah, I'm going to move to Florida. And so next door, if you could go to Ocala. And that's what I would, as part of this board, I would want to see everybody in Ocala see our salespeople. So that's what it comes down.
So that would be, the goal would be then,
every council meeting, I'm sure business leaders come and ask for this, that, or the other. You know, how many of those do they know that before you can ask, you gotta be able to talk to 3 points of Ocala on the EPDA?
I don't want to do any, we had railroad here for a while. I could do some railroading and say, you sound like someone who makes one of the folks that used to research about this. But, you know, I was thinking, you know, just that would you be interested in the lady behind you there? See, by the way, my name is Tim, but you can call me Bob, because I'm not a member of the name, so. But, would you be
interested?
Believe me, I'm aware of it. Would you be interested in just looking a little bit at the, you know, is there a way to make a conduit to retrieve resources that we could make available on the site so they could find out? Yeah, so if we're looking at this right here, customer being the CEO, which shouldn't be kind of discovered, would you be interested in looking into that? Would that be okay? Because that shouldn't be too hard for you. Okay? And then if we could look out but what are the enterprise zone incentives? Can we distill those out so that they're
already
okay? And I did look through them, I just don't remember what they are. I know another part was here. Yes, sir.
Put it there.
Yeah.
Giving some type of credit to the enterprise zone there.
Yes, sir.
They have at some point. I think you all did make the presentation before the chamber, right? Yeah. You've done stuff like that. You have. Yeah. It's not like they haven't done
it. In fact, Aubrey and I spoke to the commercial real estate group this morning.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's not like, you know, they have done those facts. Now your point is well taken, and that's something that we should continue to utilize in terms of, you know, your local business people and like I said, honesty to them, that is something that I know that they were doing at one time. I don't know if you all see the law, but I know that you did make
on the agenda,
each
one of these boards, once a year.
Another group to give the skills for the ask. You know, that's what it's all about, the ask. And if people are aware, just that seed, if you will, for, yeah, I never thought about asking such and such to move here, who's already said he's wanting to move, or he or she is wanting to move. And I guess it's a contextual for me.
Well, it makes sense. I had, I was just recently was talking with a guy who runs the business here in Cala, and he got involved in a legal project in one of my spouse's work, and he ended up saying, give me a, he asked for some money. The guy said, well, give me a list of what materials you need. The next thing I know, he's got somebody donated 460 feet of 3-inch conduit for the electric, somebody else donated all the paint, 15 gallons. He got all this stuff pulled in. I know he got it from other vendors, other businesses. So, yeah. So that would be a, I guess what I'm wondering about, it looks like we're going to have a kind of a, gee, I need to look on the web thing and get some ideas, but also, how can we build the relationship part of the market? Is there a way we can do that? What you're talking about. And, talking to the chamber, yeah, talking to the chamber, being on there is good. There are a lot of business leaders who are in some of these clubs. Rotary would probably be glad to have you come in. And if you had a good presentation put together, and you're probably talking to the right people. Because there's like, you know, five local Rotary clubs too, so.
English leader groups, those.
Yeah.
And that working groups is.
Yeah.
Mostly, yeah, BNI, college business leaders, I mean, there's a pile of those.
Yeah. And those are around, there's, I think there are three of those within 50 distance. But what we're, what I'm hearing from you all, and tell me if I'm on base here, is that there are going to be looks where they look for information on the web, probably to verify something that somebody else has told them, but there's also the relationship part that we probably ought to look at. And that would be a good thing to approach. So what we have here, let's see, is the CEO, I have a CEO page, I don't know if that's a good way to put it, but basically pretty, one of the top three reasons to come to Ocala, how do we, and the second is how do we make our CEOs our sales people. So
I would change that to leaders.
Okay.
The CEO is, you know, chief executive officer, but, you know, some of these are just, some of these are just entrepreneurial. It's a Wall Street PLA.
Yeah.
Three-letter acronym.
Yeah. So, by the way, I will type these notes up so you guys can read them, so don't worry about my writing. Now, I can't turn them into Braille, but Well, that's key in the text, then I'll make sure that we get this. All right, so, if you could tell me your name again, Megan. Oh, I know yours. Brenda. Okay, so, Brenda, I mean, is there somebody else who wouldn't mind helping look at this, Brenda? We got two people looking at it? Yeah, okay. So, and your name, Megan?
Carol.
Okay, so Brenda and Carol, you kind of look at this one. And this, I mean, just somewhere to start, what how could this be done? And then you can look at, what was your name, sir? Your
this is not me?
Yeah.
Michael.
All right. Who wants to work with Michael to look at that?
I don't want to work with
him. I understand.
Then you got to call me.
Well,
both are terrible.
Anyway, what about the idea, let me just ask you, Melissa, if Malachi,
Bob,
the last one was Mindy.
Yes, by the way, it makes you all feel any better. We had our first, one of my sons was married, so we just had our first kid, but I've known his wife since before she was born, because we knew her folks, and I called in to talk to her at work one day, and I forgot her name.
Ooh.
Now, that is really bad. I said, I need to talk to my daughter-in-law. Anyway, that went over my
head. That is your son for
Gabriel. Yeah, well, that would be really nice. Anyway, I'm still hearing about that. It's been 4 years. So. Anyway. page here, kind of. But what about local, trying to get local business leaders to become our advertisers? Is there, what would be some ideas on that? I know we've talked about some of them already. Non-web type.
Oh, I'm sorry. The people that already utilize franchising.
I agree, yeah. I think that's a resource we really should.
So, how many folks are in there? Do you all know them yet? How many folks do you have right now? Off the rough.
Are we talking customers or
people? No, people who are, I'm sorry, a business that are in the enterprise.
I bought 950.
Yeah.
950,
right?
If we start every one of those, I mean, if they don't know about some do or some don't, to me, they are to need the resources to get them to expand or utilize it.
So what would you have to do to get them to be able to do that? And to get it, okay, not just to be able, but to be willing to do that. What would be our action steps to go through to get folks who are currently in, especially 950?
Oh, totally. Educating them. Right.
Okay, so.
For future hires, right? And future purchases, right?
Mm-hmm. Or what's the incentive for them to refer somebody?
Okay, that's a good question, needs to be asked.
I think one time, right when I came on,
we call it a workshop.
Yeah, and we talked about doing another one.
We sent out, and we postcards to every single business that existed in the entire county. 7 people show up.
Mm-hmm.
It was ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Well, it makes you feel better, yeah.
Well, at the time, it was about 450, but we've expanded the boundary recently.
Do they know there is customers? I mean, there was really hardly.
Not quite. Unless they bring the details for quarter, and they're looking at what's going on with city council.
I just write good for myself. Hey, you're in an enterprise. How could you do that?
That's a legitimate question.
Well, sure.
Well, one of the things that we have started doing that probably could be some help with is that when a business applies for a business license, and there's good money and report that shows the 20 year enterprise, so we can reach out to them and let them know that.
Did you streamline that process? Did you streamline that process? I thought I had read it before. Yeah, so that's that's helped.
What about when businesses are new, they're lost in the room anyway?
Really, when they do an act right then and there, that should be a flag.
Yeah.
No. That business or that desk here should go, hey, this just came up, check this for more information, but you're in the enterprise. At that very moment is when you have their focus and attention, not when they're back running the business.
Well, I actually, well, I know you saw the email to your county office, but the last list you sent us with all the supporters, I haven't had the nerve to say this, but we ran that list. We did the last year employers who used our business, and out of that whole list are only 5 employers who have posted jobs for that, which was, I thought, very poor. But what I wanted to do, the little workload we're working on it with me, apply to COVID. So when any of those new employers do post openings in the future, when they do, we've got a particular issue, that we can flag it and let them know about that, the fact that we have customers that didn't automatically qualify for those incentives. So it's an easy way. I mean, it's just something we can only do ourselves. I don't mean call, but it was something that I think would benefit, not only our customer base and everything for serving that population. But it does show that, there's a large need all around for them to take advantage of services of the incentive for hiring and everything, but for general service as well.
Yeah, we had a meeting recently at the EDC and one of the schools that they're looking at is
The military.
Oh, okay. The military, mapping plan, like shape files for them that allows them to identify which properties are needed when you've got business and areas of relocation. So that's another one that should be mentioned.
And that would be a good thing to have on the website. Have a lot of words in there.
All of these things speak to a core issue of an information. And it's from the most difficult and highest level selling of personal face-to-face, I have a relationship with you, I'm going to tell you about it, down to I'm employing people and I'm in it and I don't even know it.
Right.
And that's a compendium there. I mean, that bottom one is really fixable, just with data.
Yes, I agree.
And you've got to...
I think that's to read it, too.
I was going to say, the issue, you've got a Richards issue, too. There's a preservation issue, rather than you need to read it.
Okay, incentives. Monetary incentives.
Yes. And did you say what the incentives to refer? I guess one of the things is to figure out what are the incentives in the aircraft, if you even know what they are.
Well, if you're taking advantage of the incentives, then you have a friend that's wanting to
refer. Yeah.
What's your incentive for something? Other than what I would do. But a lot of folks,
maybe if they knew they were in it and they were taking full advantage of what the enterprise owners were offering, then people would like to talk to them.
Well,
and I understand the tracking part, because I mean, we get to where we want to track data so much for people who make the system itself so tough.
But that in itself is a tracking point.
Oh, I know. I mean, asking them, is that why you're not doing it? Yeah.
But that's the end of that for them, but that's a really important piece of data, I think.
I was involved with a hospital that actually got to the point where they had so many people involved trying to track data that their input sheet, what they actually filled out so they brought a patient in, had 7 pages.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's really popular in terms of patients, especially for first.
And then I do it
before. Oh, it is. And it's trying to track all the stuff. Some of it's government, you can't get out of it, and it's
Yeah.
Well, it's like the nurses are saying, yeah, I'd love to treat you, but guess what?
Another 1,000 volunteers or something.
Well, let me ask you all, other than enterprise zone users, we've got quite a bit of discussion out of this. It would be a good one just to follow up on how can, what are some ideas about educating them? Should we look at incentives to refer? Do we need to say, how could we get people to even know they're in an enterprise zone and find out what's the cost? Would somebody want to
we'll look at this, I mean, would we be able to easily buy the story of the employer who has used it, is that, and let them promote it? You know, is there an employer that, you know, say, sold in to them, would they?
Who did it identify as an employer?
Yeah.
And how good they look on the camera?
And did they like it?
In 30 seconds, you know. And your story.
That's a good idea. I'm assuming that.
Because employers will satisfy you from the employer, not from us, so I appreciate that.
Are there, this is a rather stupid question. But, are there some large employers in these enterprises?
That's fine, I just don't like to take advantage, like I said, so. We have five regular employers that are going to be.
Out of the 950?
And, you know.
Hey, that's better than zero.
Oh, it is.
If we financially share that, that's what they say, they're wanting whatever for employees.
It has to be.
And maybe with that many negative ones, I'm sorry, I'm gonna say negative, with that many people who are not taking advantage of it, maybe we can figure out, you know, what are you throwing away?
But I guarantee you, they don't have to fall aside when they're in there.
Well, I have an issue with this.
That's why we're here.
That is,
Maybe we get some of those sticky signs and stick the crap up there.
Yeah.
That's good.
Code enforcement involved in that? There's a solution.
Chip him over that.
Like different kind of enterprise.
No, actually, it's worth something, I know what I'm going to do with this chart. Let's see.
No, I mean, you know, then you simplify the paperwork, right?
There, yeah, the paperwork is the paperwork,
right?
Yeah, there's nothing
to do with that. Is that coming from y'all,
that's from the application. You know, that, you know, we're walking through it.
Let's stay on that point for a moment.
Okay.
You've got five people participating heavily out of a population of 900, right? So that's statistically zero. But every one of those businesses has a business license. To me, that strikes me as and that's an annual renewal, it's an official letter, it's something that comes from, that you pay attention to. I mean, there's a line right there, you're in the EZDA, and that license that you're going to pay attention to. That's probably the most engaged point. Yeah, I don't know how do you read, I don't have to do it here in the palace. How do you read it? Do you have to come downtown or something?
No,
or
no,
next
no.
But I mean, you have 100% attention at that point. It's a great time to say, have you thought about this?
Especially if it was online, you could ask the question.
Put a little wink. We could find our zone if a talking head with some success stories. I mean, it's going to get some.
You know, it would be ideal if they get a discount for those in the enterprise, though, for their renewal life. It's a fee one,
It just seems like that's when you have it. You know you have their attention. Right? You know you have their attention.
I guess you don't want to write something like, hey, not happy, because you know you're going
to get it.
You get people's attention to click here, and you get people. It seems like the only opportunity for us, but an opportunity,
an opportunity.
To talk to them about what they are missing. If you call before midnight tonight, they'll say, don't leave me mad.
Where's the
phone? Call before 11. Should be handy or extra.
write these down. These are good ideas.
Mm-hmm.
What they're missing, we're saying some kind of contact. I don't know what it can be. This is like something I got. Let's do it. What you're missing, and what it's costing you.
Mm-hmm.
What is it costing you?
Yeah, what kind of costing you is a great idea.
Yeah.
I mean, you could just use an example of that scenario, right? It would cost this person X.
Yeah.
I mean, numbers matter, right?
It's what it could pay you. Yeah.
You know, it's interesting because I was working with a hospital and was doing 4.6 on the customer service they got at 5. They were doing pretty well. And so they had kind of backed way off on doing a whole lot. And I was trying to get them to realize this was significant they needed to look at. So what I finally did was I sat down and took 0.5 and multiplied it by the number of admissions a year, which was around 150,000. And I said, you know, basically it came down to you've got 23 people, 24 hours a day coming into a really bad hospital.
Everybody
kind of went,
whoa,
okay.
Well,
that's one person an hour, right? Yeah. Yeah, and it really did wait for something. So, I don't know how to contact them. I don't know what, but I mean, just the idea of communicating, what are you missing? What is it costing you? What would the other things we might use as an idea? I mean, things we might ask, things we might be to try and get them to even look into it. Then you've got to look at converting them over once they look into it. But we're trying to just get them to look into it, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, I mean, those are probably the two biggies. Going back to your relationship thing, would it be wise to say, who can you talk to? Who's maybe already in it? Is that?
Well, I think only a pretty small department.
No, there are two of us.
No, what I meant was, did you talk to who was already in the zone? In other words, another business owner. Is that what you
think?
Welcome to the team, Aubrey.
You know, it strikes me that that's the point in time that page of the website,
okay, right here, yeah.
I mean, that web interface becomes really important. I mean, you've driven desire to that, which answers the question.
Just contact information,
lifelong
information, you know,
with
somebody
who's
all
the good. Tell business owners, unless it's a social environment, they're not communicative. They're running a business.
Right.
But the web serves since they're 24/7.
Okay, well, that's a good point. So I think that these are probably where to look. Now, this is a goodie. This is the one you can at least look at. And I really am not trying to lunge you off the floor. Well, I was concerned about Aubrey being
and
a cool.
And you know how the baseball license is in the postcard format, and then it can be just a matter of printing on there.
Hey!
Yeah.
You're in the enterprise.
Welcome to the enterprise zone, and then refer them to the website or refer them to the home.
What is this website for your
benefit? It's just a matter of a plan line on the on-paper.
The
other
thing that I think we can possibly look at is
that's city owned,
right?
And just doesn't pick up some of the cost.
You have a lot of
luck
with
that
because
it's a concern. Yeah. So now we have all these things. It's a match to the all of my electricity, hopefully.
Well, they all have addresses,
hopefully.
And they all have parcel ID. They've only got a 6-month period of time in which they apply to these incentives when they hit what they call the 3 million net. So the timing is a big deal. We don't want to send it out the blanket because you're not going to get the sales tax exemption on their less facility, but you don't know when they're going to have it. They have it further in the debt too much. So they have to look at their service rate, start date.
You can generate an interest for them to contact you.
Yeah.
And you can also see what else they qualify for.
Okay, well.
I'd love to generate noise.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
are you doing that really?
My significant other would be, but they're awful.
They're
mowed the lawn back.
What is the trigger if that, I mean, I know where, like, yeah.
He hired an employee who was, he's a resident of the university.
Okay.
It is Gardner Utilities Service.
Okay.
It is the purchase of a piece of equipment that qualifies for a tax refund. The final level is basically you would purchase this.
So, okay, so that just moving in and starting, doesn't there other?
And there's a time plan required.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah, it's all, and I think that, just so they have to smile with this, it's not from, from the church.
One of those events.
Yeah, any one of those.
Just imagine that the group that sits here multiplied times 900, even if we, if nothing, if you got 10% of people that were more fluent in talking about the EDA, that's good. You each have to, you know, scale a large number there, that those multiply out really quickly. You got 90 people talking, we've got this room.
Well, I think what we need to do in our next meeting is to go through, especially to those.
Yes, totally agree. Totally agree, I couldn't do it.
Well, and you've got your board members.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Are you catching it over?
I mean, the talking points are.
I don't need to.
The talking points are everything.
Yeah.
You know, all of our council members should have, and maybe they use, I don't know. But, you know, our mayor should, our state rep, our.
Yeah.
You know, Dennis, everybody. We get every four occasion.
It's not a bad idea, I think we don't have to remember that.
It's about your community, folks. So, you know, there, and wherever there are groups of city employees, it couldn't take long to just give them some time, only the police force, just, you know, we don't know who these, who their officers have as friends or neighbors or whatever, right? I mean, we just, it's no more effort, it's about your community, it's the place you live, it's the economic health of the city, which we all are a part of. No one wants to live in a ghost town.
I live in a ghost town, like.
Well, you're gonna go with the detail.
But that's a good idea to do that, because actually, I was talking, I was thinking, listening to Mr. Barrett earlier, he was sitting stuck on the elevator, down, I said, how long?
About 30 minutes.
Yeah, that'd be a great elevator speech, 30 minutes. All right, forget that.
Yeah, but the legislative session, everybody knows itself.
Well, what we said was, we got these easy zoners, I don't know what to call them, sorry, who don't know they're even in it. So what we said. Probably, I'm not going to.
One letter change there, we have a real problem.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I'm ghost town, it's now called 6.5.
Actually, it used to be 6.5 territory, it's been so many crazy, it's probably here where you were. I remember there was a fat boy Indian for that one. That's a long time. Yeah, yeah, I think we came in 79, and they shut it down a year after that, so.
You probably have something to do with it.
Anyway, what we said was that all these folks do have business licenses, so we said we could do a renewal notice, they went with the license, we do something on the electrical bills, talking about postcards and red line, you know, red line being, you know, something that says, hey, you know, you're here. We talked about doing a contact with them of some type, what are you missing, what is it costing you to do this? I would have done, I don't mind if you, I don't think we, maybe we could sit down sometime and look at the, I thought me and you could look at the, what has to be filled out, and let's see just how bad that is, maybe it's possible to come up with some kind of a spreadsheet that maybe we can. I really don't know, I mean, but I know what those kind of things are like, but anyway. Oh, it's a tax board.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think.
Application, it's not that we can be good.
Yeah. But at least, I mean, I'm an outsider, and you get all the time, I ask you, say.
There's a dollar value proposition also about, maybe a long term. You know, it's.
But you're right, I mean, that's exactly right.
More value, longer I'll stay.
Yeah, what's the cost?
It's 6 cents every 2 months.
Well, we said, we looked at it, cut it back, and we were doing whatever, then sent it to the website, and then we said, we took the yard box back there. That's pretty good. Were you gonna say something, Lynn? Oh, okay, good. Well, that's pretty decent, at least as a start for finding businesses. Let me see. We have three others we brought up today. Yeah, no funds, building skill levels, and enterprising, and the lack of transportation. Do you wanna look at another one of those briefly before we do that if y'all want? Just kind of look at what kind of action we're doing. Sorry, stick there. Yeah.
I'm a big fan on FC. Having left FC here as well.
Yeah.
Well, you wanna just take a look?
Yeah.
Okay.
900 people don't know we do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not a problem.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know with respect to transportation or issues. Those are incredibly compelling.
Well, I'll tell you what, with what we have here, that's pretty cheap. Stuff to start with. You guys can get through things to test.
If we were overrun your businesses, we could work on things.
I mean,
you
know where to leave it. Oh, my God.
And then you have the other thing that you don't have jobs, you know, employees or youth.
But we gotta, yeah, and those are things we'd have to look at when we look at that. What are the options? So.
You also have a local example of SunTran coming on board. There's new Walmart stores. They're getting ready to change their schedule. They're gonna expand it to that Walmart. So I think that, you know, that speaks to what Frank said earlier.
Yeah.
When the business comes, SunTran will take a look at their schedule to get on board.
Sure. Yeah. And they know they're gonna make some money out of that.
Sure.
But on the other hand,
absolutely.
Get close to the team on distribution and also the same thing in Lockheed and Martin.
Uh-huh. Well, I mean, those are things that maybe be wise to, when we do look at that, it might be wise to sit down somewhere with the guys who run it, or the crowds who run it, and talk to them. What would make you guys do this? Which is?
Our application.
Oh.
We were not, yeah.
And we, you know, bus buses cost money.
Yes.
Of course.
And they look at the ride and share and look at some of that, and people who decide to go and areas that we have a sample
in. Yes. And I understand.
It has a big business.
Sure, Walmart's being drawn.
Yeah.
Well, certainly, if you got buses that don't go where people want to go, I mean, this is it. You're not going to use that.
If you look at it, how many of us is it in here, whatever, and each of us wants us to go in a different direction, and it just doesn't work like that. You got
to. No, I understand that. Because I did, as a matter of fact, I did years ago when I did attend the DOT meeting, believe it or not, it wasn't on the issues that came up, and we didn't even talk about them, so I had to.
Well, I think, I mean, that's I know that's kind of early. I think we're going to do the film that we're going to talk to this one.
Yeah, I think if we accomplish that by August, we can.
And I hope I put that into a little bit easier for me. Or I'll get it now. I'll make sure that this was good.
One way, yeah. Very long.
future direction. Right.
Real quick for them. How long is it?
We haven't had any new applications really this last term. We're getting ready to do our next quarterly report. The last report was sent to you with the first quarterly report. I don't think there were any questions at all, but we've been sending this to you as informational items because there's not really a whole lot I can do with it. Anybody have any questions about any projects that you need to learn from some of the city level?
Yeah, I'm doing FedEx.
The FedEx situation is looking good. They did sign a purchase agreement effective March 1, which means they would need to close on the property within 90 days and they have a 90-day extension. So indications are they are moving forward, but they still have an opportunity to go elsewhere, so that's really all we have.
Is that area moving forward?
It is. That whole business park, you know, you got
the whole, okay.
Magnum Construction is wanting I've talked to them about incentives, but they're outside of the city limits.
But they're actually
on the agenda every time. The group at Miami took advantage of the program, and there are some legislators that want to see a certain goal. It seems like there's a fight every time.
Yeah, that group behind me, they got a lot of numbers. That's why they think we will
They're one of one group that saw the enterprise zone program as an opportunity to renovate condominiums before they took that exclusion out. So, a condominium is a business, that's now excluded as one of the ways that you would be then to come in.
Okay, does that cover the other discussion? The other discussion? It's not the topics for future discussion, they're all over the wall.
It'll be better.
That's what we left off. Probably our task in the next several months. And you have the schedule in front of you? Is there anything else that we're going to do?